Well, joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Dr. Paul Pettinato from Signature Healthcare in Brockton. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Well, I guess if I started sneezing right now, you wouldn't be surprised. As a lifelong allergy sufferer, I'm so glad you could join us this morning, because maybe I say this every year, but to me, it's, you know, the trees are starting to bud, and this seems like we're coming into a tough allergy season.
Yeah, this tends to be the joy of spring coming with the birds chirping and the sun shining is often offset by people starting with their allergy symptoms. And, you know, about 10 to 30% of people suffer from allergies, and they can really negatively affect their lives.
I absolutely agree. No, especially during this time, I think people think, uh-oh, I'm sneezing. Is it an allergy or is it COVID? Is there a way that you can kind of figure that out, or how do you do that?
Yeah, for people who've had allergies in the past and they know that, you know, late March, early April is when they tend to get them, and if they tend to have the same, you know, thing every year, frequently it can just be allergies, but that is part of the problem now. COVID complicates everything, trying to sort out what's just a typical allergy versus a common cold versus something more, you know, serious and contagious, and that's kind of the game and the battle that we fight on a daily basis.
Do you tell people maybe try a few over-the-counter things, and if that gives you release from allergies, since you can buy things, you know, most of the stuff over-the-counter, and then if that gives you relief, then you're pretty sure it's allergies?
Historically, if they have used allergy medicine in the past, we'll tell them to kind of get back on the things they've tried in the past, or we'll give them some recommendations for over-the-counter things. But if they don't seem to be improving, typically after 7 to 10 days, we want to kind of hear back from them to see if they have something that's, you know, different that's going on, or if they start developing more symptoms, because typically people with allergies, the symptoms tend to be mild and consistent. If you have something more severe, a lot of times people will continue to get worse, have fever and other symptoms that may be more concerning, and so if people are going in the wrong direction, we want to hear back from them.
Now, do you find, changes in weather, do you find that you're seeing more people that are calling you that say, I think I might have allergies?
You know, honestly, every year you'll pick up a lot of patients who say this year tends to be different from me, so I tend to say the same thing every year, which is, you know, some people have worse allergies one year and better allergies another year. Ever since COVID hit, it's been more complicated because people calling with upper respiratory symptoms, it becomes more complicated to sort out over the phone with what they have. I've actually found that since COVID started, we're actually hearing from people less about this because I think they're worried about COVID and they're staying home. And to us, that becomes a problem because we want to make sure they're getting their allergies treated, because there's a lot of data showing that people with allergies tend to have, you know, poor sleep. They tend to have more work absences. It tends to have kind of lower quality of life score. So it really can negatively affect their life.
Now, do you find, too, again, I'm also a lifelong person that gets shots, and the difference between before I got allergy shots to getting them is night and day, the relief. Do you think people realize if you do get treatment, just how good you can feel if you've got allergies?
Yeah, a lot of people don't actually know they've suffered with them for so long that it just becomes the rite of passage every spring and fall that this is the way I'm going to feel. And so trying to educate people to say, hey, there are things we can do. You know, no guarantees you're going to feel great, but just like in your case, a lot of times we can make people feel better. And it's one of those things where typically the treatments for allergies are relatively safe and do improve people's quality of life.
And any last words for someone who suspects they might have allergies, what their first step should be?
I mean, typically it's to try, you know, the over-the-counter things as you discussed, and, you know, give those a week or 2 weeks, and if you notice that they're not getting better or they're getting worse, you know, reach out to your primary care provider and see if they want anything they can help with.
Well, that's terrific, and we appreciate you joining us this morning. If people want to find out more about you and your practice, is there a website or a Facebook page they can go to?
I think our website is signaturehealthcare.org, and we're on Facebook as well. And so, you know, that we have primary care providers who are available to help patients with this all the time.
And that's terrific. And again, we've been speaking with Dr. Paul Pettinato. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.